The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBN. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Robin and I. Good morning, Robin.
Morning. That really does sound nice to hear my voice on there. Thank you.
To hear your name.
My name. I know, not my voice. That was
your voice. I get it. I understand. I get it. So, well, yeah, look, you're my partner in life. You're my partner on the radio show. So, I never thought I'd be in that position, but, you know.
Oh, well.
I never thought you'd enjoy it, but I still have a picture of your first time in the studio.
Oh, so do I.
Yeah, it was fun.
I was scared to death.
I know. But you did a good job, and you continue to improve every week.
Thank you.
If you would just participate a little tiny bit more.
I participate in things I understand.
All right, well, why don't you say hello to our next guest, Ronald.
Hey, Ronald.
Hi, Miss Robin. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Doing great and fine. And hello to my good buddy, Alan. Alan.
Yes, sir.
You say to me all the time, Alan. Alan, I just heard it. Welcome back to Robin Ellis and Alan Ellis Show now. Ooh, I said, I had to laugh at that there. Ooh, that's wonderful.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Oh, it sounded good. It sounded real good. I said, what?
That's good. Robin was just wondering how Miss Ruth is doing.
Oh, Miss Ruth, he said, how Miss Ruth is doing. Alan said, how Miss Ruth doing? Miss Ruth? Alan said, how you doing? She said she's doing fine.
Oh, there you go.
I am so glad. I am
fine.
So glad.
And Miss Robin.
Yes.
Alan, what do the people do with all that bear meat?
With what?
Well, with bear meat. I can tell you.
Oh, Alan, bear meat? Oh.
She saw something brown there. That could have been the brown or the moose or something, one.
Nah, it would have been all right if there had been moose in Frederick County, but I'm pretty sure that was a deer. Pretty sure that was a deer. So.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Buddy. Well,
Alan, I miss my other show, Hee-Haw. I do miss Hee-Haw. And I remember the commercial about Bay Country Bakers down there.
Ronald, here, I got to tell you something. I drove past Bay Country Bakery yesterday and stopped by and got 6 donuts and pastries for the guys at camp.
What?
Yeah, I did.
And we drove by it Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I didn't hear the commercial, so I was just wondering, you know. I'm going to ask Alan about that there, too, you know.
Yeah, well, you know.
They'll be back.
They'll be back.
Just not right now.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right. Hey, Ronald, we got to move along. We got a lot of callers stacked up behind you, buddy.
Okay. All right.
Ronald, you have a great day.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Give Miss Ruth a hug for me.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's talk to Tony.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing, Tony?
Oh, pretty well.
Good.
I just want to reiterate what that other fellow said. I'm out more now. I'm not working, so I'm out hunting a lot more than normal, and I'm just not seeing deer.
That other fellow was me, I believe.
Okay. Well, no, I think the caller before the news said.
Chuck. Oh, Chuck. Yes, Chuck. Yeah, you're right. Yes, he did.
I mean, I'm seeing one here and there, and in fact, I have a door, you know, one of those doorbell cameras, which normally is going off at night over and over again as deer walk through my front yard, and I'm just not picking them up there either. So I don't know. It's a little bit odd.
It's beyond odd. EHD is pretty hot in some areas this year, which is epizootic hemorrhagic disease. And if you guys listen next week, those of you who are not going to be hunting, there's quite an explanation of EHD and some other things that affect our deer here in Maryland. But I can't explain it, and I don't think anybody else can. You know, the activity during the breeding season, during the rut, has been odd, to say the least. And not that the guys aren't harvesting deer, they are, and some nice ones too, but it's just, I do know this. I think the release for the early season will come out this week, if it's not online already. We had a flip. We had a 30% increase in deer harvest in the early bow season. Well, muzzleloader season got here, and we're trying to hunt in 80 degrees. Okay. Yeah. There was a total flip. It was like 30% off for the muzzleloader season. So, it's a very weird year.
Yeah, I usually have a couple to down already, and I've seen a couple, and I saw the one of the biggest does I've ever seen, size of a small horse. But other than that, it's been pretty slack. So.
Yep. Well, maybe it'll pick up during firearm season. I'm not sure. We'll see. Now, there's a lot of good stories coming out of the youth season. We're getting a lot of pictures from listeners and readers, you know, about that. So it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay.
Sure. All right.
Hey, thanks for calling, Terry.
Have a nice holiday.
You too.
You have a great one.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye. Morning, Bob. How are you, Bob?
This morning, guys.
Good morning.
Doing good.
Doing good.
I'm calling to register for the muzzleloader.
Awesome.
I think you just did.
Yeah, because I want to register because it's the Robin Ellis show.
Becoming that.
I'm trying hard.
Hey, look, I've been doing it 32 years. Time for some young new blood to come
there
in here.
Well, thank you, guys, and you guys have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks,
you
Bob.
Also. You have a super one.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Philip, good morning. Whoop. Is Philip with us?
Alan, I'd just like to say happy Thanksgiving to you guys, and thanks for letting me register for the muzzleloader giveaway.
Sure.
Our pleasure.
And I'm hunting down in Delaware here, the firearm season.
Yeah.
And I guess I've hunted 6 out of the days so far. I've been seeing deer every day, but I've only seen 2 bucks, and both of them been out in the field where I would need my 270, and they're chasing and running like the devil.
Well, that's good. That's good. I'm glad to hear that.
You're seeing them.
Yeah. I mean, last weekend, I know I probably saw a total of 20 does.
Yeah.
And I've got the old straight wall 44 handgun out here, long barrel Ruger. And I guess these last 2 days, if I see one, I guess I'll whack one for the freezing. But.
Sure. Well, you got to.
They're moving around.
Meat in the freezer. Yep, that's for sure. Well, I'm glad to hear they're moving in Delaware. And look, it's certain areas as well. I mean, it's like the southern Maryland is. EHD was hot down there this year, and I know Queen Anne's County was hot. I haven't seen my 2 target bucks this year, at all. There's a couple nice ones there. There's one real nice one with some potential, but. My plan is eventually to start walking the creeks and see if, the creek banks and see if there's any, carcasses there because of EHD, and I hope there's not, but.
I got to tell you, the drainage ditches down here, they are tore up back and forth. They really are. There's, I don't know if they're moving so much at night probably, but.
Yeah.
They're definitely down here.
No, good. Good.
And I went up to bear season the first 3 days, went up to Western Maryland, was really disappointed.
Well, everybody was. We 117 bear when we usually average 160 or so, 150, 160. The weather was just awful.
Yeah,
I mean, it was
here.
The bottom dropped out of the barometer. Animals don't move on a low barometer or a falling barometer. Well, it wasn't falling. It had dropped off the table.
Yeah, and it was very foggy and wet in the morning.
Yes, it was. Yeah.
It was nasty.
Yep.
I was just surprising. I went to Billmar the first day, and
oh yeah, that's a good place.
Didn't see anything but a couple deer, and the next day I went out to LaVale area, stayed out there, and hell, was on both sides of Dan's Mountain, one on Tuesday, one on Wednesday. Not sign, not a pile of scat, old, new, nothing. I was really surprised.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yep.
Well, the acorn crop failed out there, pretty much, I can tell you, both the red and the white. And the, you know, whatever they're eating, I think they moved to ag crops more so than anything. But you're not seeing them walk those oak flats and ridges like you did, you know.
Yeah, I think they were down lower, you know, eating on the late crops that are still out there.
Likely so.
Yep.
So, anyway, I have a barometer app on my phone that I really enjoy using. I check it every couple days, you know. But if I'm hunting, I check it, you know, right away, because what it'll do is it'll just show you the barometric pressure at the time, and then you can lock that in. And if I go out the next day and I click on it and I see the barometer's fallen, you know, or risen, then, you know, so do my hopes and dreams fall and rise.
I'm looking for that 8 to 10, you know, degree temperature swing and looking at the barometer, and, you know, it seems to work.
Oh, yeah, no question. Yeah, no question, so...
Well, thank you again.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
You're quite welcome. Thank you again.
Take care.
You have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
So, let's see. Oh, Chris wants to know why I'm dead. You can explain.
I'll explain.
I know you will. So, there was a four-point running parallel with me on the entrance ramp from 40 to 695 at 3 a.m. early this week. Yeah, well, probably so. Let's talk to Philip. Good morning, Philip.
No, it's Tony.
Oh, I thought we had Tony.
No, we had Philip, and then after Philip, we have Tony.
Oh.
So now we have Tony.
Okay.
At least it's not just me.
I'm confused. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, buddy. Morning, Robin.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. I got to tell you, Robin, Al's right. You're getting more involved, and that's a good thing, so keep it up.
Thank you so much.
Wait till she starts reading commercials.
I can't wait.
Oh,
actually, she's going to read the next one.
No, I'm not.
Sure you are. Why not?
I'm anticipating that now.
It will be someday soon.
Someday soon, she says. You know, I pre-recorded the show for the first day of deer season, and I told a couple people that, and they're like, well, why don't you let Robin do it? I'm like, well, I'd let her do it.
I'm good right now.
You're good right now?
I don't think she'd want to do that just quite yet.
Not quite yet.
You could, Robin. Maybe you ought to try.
I'm afraid I'd bore you all to death.
Yeah?
That's what I'm afraid of.
You never know till you try. You know what I mean?
See there?
That's true.
Well, you can do is tape something so you have it just in case for backup. You know what I mean?
In case. Chris says, Robin, we're taking you off the air.
Robin, you're done. We're going to play this from now.
See, Chris, that would be hard on you. You'd have to rip me off the air.
No, I just have to just turn your mic down. That's it. You're done.
That's right. He's got all the power.
That's right. All I have to do is just hit a button and poof, you're gone.
Yes. Yes. Dr. Evil. So.
All right, buddy. I got a quick question because I know you saw a bunch of ducks at your feeder, but overall in the state with the warm weather we've had, do you know what the population of the birds are? I mean, is there birds or do we have to wait till it gets colder? Or what do you know about ducks and geese?
Well, I can tell you, I was on the phone with an avid goose hunter the other day, and I was on my way to Dover, and I said, I'm driving through Caroline County, and mile after mile after mile, I did not see a goose.
That's what I'm saying too, but
I'm hearing them at night. I'm hearing them in Easton. I'm seeing them in Easton. You know, I think they came in for the Waterfowl Festival, and they were sorely disappointed that they didn't have it. But the overall Upper Shore stuff, I'm not seeing them. And I don't know if any callers can contradict me on that. Please do. But if you're seeing geese, you know, in the Upper Shore or ducks, you know, let me know.
No, I think that's what I'm saying. And I think we're going to need an extended cold spell, you know, to bring some real birds in here. But
yep.
Well, man, see, with this weather, too, because the next 7 days is supposed to be above average again.
So. I know. Well, you know, we have this active hurricane season, and people don't understand that there's a couple of things that affect our weather here in Maryland, and that's, number one, is the hurricane season on the East Coast, and number two is La Nina, you know?
Absolutely.
Now, La Nina or El Nino, which is the temperature of the Pacific Ocean. Now, La Nina means it's a little bit lower. So maybe as we go get into the colder weather after the hurricane stuff gets out of here, we might be able to see some decent weather and some decent hunting.
That's what I think. I think we need an extended coast spell to, you know, to bring some migrators down. But
yes, exactly.
We'll see. All right. Well, you guys have a nice Thanksgiving and good luck on next Saturday.
All right, buddy.
You
thank
have a
you.
Wonderful one.
See you later.
You too, Robin. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, look, that gives us a good opportunity to talk about backyard billies. Would you like to talk about backyard billies?
Not yet.
Not yet.
I'll get there.
Okay. Well, you know, Hearth America at Backyard Billies in Graysonville knows fire. If you're looking for a new backyard grill, maybe for Christmas, they've got the pellet grills, pellet-fed grills by Traeger, and then the charcoal grills by Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe, the big egg-shaped grills. They are really nice. They're here at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. How about premium gas logs? You know, that's the next step before the fireplace insert is to get the gas logs installed in your fireplace. They're made by Real Fire, a company called Real Fire. It gives you that beautiful glow on a chilly evening. And then gas wall fireplaces. Gas glass wall fireplaces. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
The flame is behind the glass, and you just admire the flame, and it's beautiful. They add that special look to any room if you're remodeling or, you know, redesigning a room. And then gas fire tables for outside on your deck, in your backyard, on your patio. They add a very distinctive look and a little bit of heat on these chilly evenings. You can see all that at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Now is the perfect time to own a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom, Route 50 at Exit 44, and be ready for the cold weather now. Visit BackyardBillys.com or the Hearth America Facebook page, or call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week, Route 50 at Exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fire place. Creative Concepts Taxidermy, 30 years experience realistically, accurately, and artistically recreates animals from all over the world. John George specializes in big game animals from Africa, Asia, and North America. Located at 7194 Montevideo Road in Jessup, Maryland, just off Route 1. There's a rural farms right there where you make that turn on a video road. Is 3,800 square feet. The studio is 3,800 square feet with a 19-foot ceiling, and the showroom is 1,500 square feet on its own. You'll see all examples of John's work in the showroom if you stop by. Creative Concepts supports nonprofit conservation organization and wounded veterans groups. Maryland's premier life-size studio, Creative Concepts Taxidermy, provides five-star service for any animal from any continent, including those right here in Maryland. Hours are Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, or on weekends with an appointment. Visit creativeconceptstaxidermy.com. Call 410-799-1558. That's 799-1558 for Creative Concepts Taxidermy. Clyde Sport Shop. You know, if it's a Browning firearm you want, well, Clyde Sport Shop is your full-line Browning dealer. That's the place to go. I'm going to tell you about the Hell's Canyon series of firearms. First, there's the X-Bolt, which I talked about last break. The X-Bolt is, you know, the extremely accurate bolt-action big-game hunting rifle. The Hell's Canyon models, there are three of them. There's the Speed, which is a little shorter, a little lighter calibers. There's the Long Range, if you want to really reach out and higher caliber. Higher calibers like, you know, 6.5 Creedmoor and 308. And then there's a McMillan model as well. So there's three different models to choose from. They're all available, and you can view them all right there at Clyde Sports Shop at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne and make your decision. There's another rifle that's in the Hell's Canyon series. It's the Hell's Canyon Speed BAR Mark III. If you like an autoloader shotgun and enjoy an autoloader rifle, then the Hell's Canyon Speed BAR may be the one for you. They all come in the Urban Arid camouflage. The Cerakote finishes on the barrels of all the Hell's Canyon rifles and rifles as well. Composite shim adjustable stock. It's got an influx recoil pad. And comes in many calibers, including Magnum and short Magnum calibers, and that's the Elms Canyon Speed auto loader. Clyde Sport Shop, as I mentioned, your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9, since 1957. The phone number is 410-242-6108. Website is ClydeSports.com with two S's in the middle, and you'll enjoy your visit like I do every time I go in. That's for Clyde's. And we'll be right back after these messages.
So cooler numbers just around the corner for Sunday and Monday, but a very warm start to the weekend. We're in the upper 60s this afternoon, 67 our high today. Cold front comes in for Sunday and drops the numbers. 45 degrees our low tonight. Chance for a shower tomorrow, high 55. Low Sunday night, 52. And then low to mid-50s for high temps Monday and Tuesday. Warmer 60s returning by Thanksgiving Day. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Crabs for the holidays? No problem. Call 410-557-CRAB for tasty steamed crabs at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland, 410-557-CRAB. That's 2722. www.madonnaseafood.com. Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11 a.m. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Back in the hills, lived my old pappy and he had him a still. He brewed white lightning till the sun went down. Then he'd fill him a jug and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty blazing, fat, this corn's squeezing. Ooh, white lightning. Well, the G-Man, T-Man, the revenue's too. Searching for a place where they made his boo.
What a lightning. And now when you go to Tennessee and you go, where'd we go?
Gatlinburg.
You go to Gatlinburg, there's no fewer than 3 moonshine distilleries right there in town where you can go in and sample moonshine.
Yep.
For what, $5 or something?
I forget what it was. I can't remember now. But yeah, they had every different flavor in the entire world.
Yeah, most of them I didn't like. So, but that's me. That is me. So, yeah, apple pie moonshine. No, I did like the maple bacon moonshine.
Yes, you did. I think we still have some in the closet.
I hope not.
I think we do.
Maybe we do.
I think you still got moonshine cherries in there.
Yeah, the moonshine cherries, they don't excite me that much. So, Anyway, 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We're having a muzzleloader contest, which that means we're giving away a beautiful CVA Wolf muzzleloader, and the folks at CVA are just great people. I enjoy the company. And I saw a CVA rifle the other day that I might talk to Robin about, but, you know, that's going to require an equal and opposite reaction, resulting in shiny stuff hanging on her body somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the deal. We made that deal. I get a gun.
I think it's wonderful.
I get a gun, you get a bling. I get a gun, you get a bling.
Yep.
I think that's a nice...
That's how you work together and stay married. Don't kill each other.
Equal and opposite reaction.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, it wasn't that much. It wasn't that expensive. It was just a little single
I've already
shot.
Told you what I want, so I guess you get the muzzleloader.
Well, we'll see. No, it wasn't the muzzleloader. It was a CVA rifle.
Oh, right.
It was a CVA.
That's more expensive. How much is better? You better text me the price.
I will. All right. Anybody on the line there, Uncle Chris?
Yeah, oh, it's me, Bill.
Hey, Bill. Hey, how Bill. You doing?
Good.
What's going on?
Miss Robin and Mr. Allen.
How
Good
you doing?
Morning.
I called to get into the muzzleloader.
Okay.
I listen to the show quite a bit while I'm working.
Yep.
And don't get the opportunity to call in too much.
Right.
But I wanted to thank you for your show.
Oh,
thank
I appreciate
you.
That.
And also for the opportunity to possibly win a muzzleloader.
I hope you do.
That's a possibility. Yep.
Yeah. And... yeah, you get to hear some interesting things here.
No kidding.
Uh-oh.
No kidding. Well...
What do you mean, uh-oh?
Oh, depends on what you mean by interesting.
We had a live roadkill. We had a guy hit a deer while he was talking on the phone. We had a woman call in one time. She said, my husband hit a deer, and they had to take him to the hospital. And I said, the deer? She said, no, my husband. there's been some fun calls, no question about it. There's also been some folks that just, well, it's been a unique experience 32 years doing this. You know that?
Yeah.
Every week.
And you learn something.
Well, we try to edumacate you a little bit, you know.
I get edumacated every week because I don't hunt.
That's true, you don't. That's true. You know who I sent the deer gland article to? Your mother.
My mother? Oh, God.
The different glands of the deer, you know? And we're going to talk about that next week with Brian Eiler. So, anyway. Well, I'm glad you got in the contest.
Yes.
William?
I need to try at least once a year.
Sure. Well, you can try three times a year, October, November, and December.
Right. So we'll see. I give my son a call and tell him to call in. He calls.
Do that.
Month, I think.
There you go.
And remember him to do it in December, too.
Yep.
Yes. Got that right.
All right, buddy.
We had a lot of things that disappointed us this year. And
everybody has. And we all need some hope. And maybe we hope you get a muzzleloader.
Well, this is something that can cheer us up.
That's right.
You know, and that's one good thing about listening to you guys. You don't seem to be down. You're always on the upbeat.
We try to be.
We try to be. You should see the dirty looks we give each other behind the scene, but we really are upbeat on the radio.
That never happened.
I tell you, it has been a joy. It has been a joy, and now that we do it here at home, it is absolutely wonderful.
Yep.
And we miss Chris.
We do miss Chris.
Your mask on because Hogan will be after you if you don't.
We've seen several police officers creeping around the house.
I just keep waiting to see. I've got a really neat little meme of him saying, "I'm coming to your house for dinner," and he's peeping in the window.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Well, thanks for the call. We got to catch up with some other callers.
You have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
You all have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Wonderful.
You too, buddy.
Stay safe and healthy.
God bless everybody out there.
Thanks, William.
Thank you so much.
All right,
bye. All right. Bye. Shout out to Uncle Stan, the truck driving man. He wished us a happy Thanksgiving, Robin.
You too, Stan. You take it easy.
Yeah, take it easy. Keep the shiny side up there, buddy.
You need a new thing for him.
What do you mean?
you always say keep the shiny side up. You need a different one.
Keep the greasy side down?
That's good. I don't know. That'll go away.
I'm trying to do the truck driver lingo from the CB radio, you know?
I know.
Comb your hair and brush your teeth. There's a smoky at exit at mile marker 53 with a picture taker.
Okay.
Let's talk to Frank. Morning, Frank. Hello, Frank.
Your wife's name Robin?
Yes.
I'm an 88-year-old gentleman that lives in Essex, so in the back river. I've been there quite a few years.
Sure.
I've been 63 years married and got a brother that's 94, turned this bunch of... What I'm calling about, we have a little creek that goes up alongside our property, and it goes up toward the school.
Okay.
And it sounded like World War II yesterday morning. It's some duck hunters been coming up in there, and I thought, and it's residential up in that area there. I mean, there's houses and there's the school, and I was just wondering what the rules were. I remember years back with the duck blinds, we had to stay like 300 feet off the shoreline to build the duck blind. So I'm just asking you what's the rule? Are they breaking the law by being up in that creek?
I don't know. I don't know, Frank. I mean, that would require a call to the Department of Natural Resources.
Oh, okay.
And
I did call the police 2 weeks before that.
Right.
I mean, they were really shooting up there. And
what did the police say?
Well, they said we'll check on it. So
nobody checked.
Get back to me. And
yeah.
Here I am.
Understand.
I understand, Frank. Well, you know, NRP listens to the show. We have some NRP officers that listen to the show.
Uh-huh.
And you are you in the muzzleloader contest? Did you give your number to Chris?
Yeah, I joined. Yeah, I didn't expect to do that. You know, I had this question on my mind about
it. Yeah.
Well, that works. They got 2-for-1 there.
2-for-1. So if NRP contacts me, and they will, about your situation, at least we have your phone number. Chris will put a little check mark beside there that says Duck Hunters. And
he's a guy, too. I got talking to him a little bit.
He's a good guy.
He's awesome.
Yes, indeed.
I like to talk to people. At 88, you know, you got to talk to people. There's much more time left, so.
I love to talk to people, but Alan say I talk all the time, so.
Okay.
I got to tell you, Frank, I'm so glad you called, 'cause I love the word crick. I've said that my whole life, but a lot of people don't, and I just love that word. So you made my morning.
Yes, people try to be so politically correct.
I love
crick. I have a creek by my house. When I was a kid, I was down at the creek all the time. So there you go.
Well, I'll tell you, I go back as far as when up at Back River Bridge, when the streetcar bridge came across there.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
And there used to be a guy who had a big, like a barge over the bank there, and he sold smoked eels. And they had eel pots, and he had to go out with what we called a one-lunger. It was a one-cylinder.
Yeah.
And they would putt-putt down to him, cylinder. And, I mean, he could make the best, smoked eels that my dad used to stop there and get them in that, you know. And we used to trap in that little, at the creek up, we have a swamp there, too.
Sure.
We used to trap muskrat, and I still got some of the muskrat traps.
Do you really?
Yeah. Do you still, still trap muskrats? Or?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep,
you need a license or something to do that now?
Oh, yeah. You need a hunting license to trap muskrats.
You need a license to do everything nowadays.
Exactly.
Now times have changed.
Exactly right.
I had a 12-gauge... a double barrel shotgun, and we had a 16 gauge, and I had because I was the younger one, I had a 410.
Yeah. Got it.
So that's when you can go to Montgomery Ward's and buy a rifle with no problem.
That's right. Exactly right.
It.
Montgomery Ward's, J.C. Penney's. My dad bought my 30-30 at J.C. Penney's, and he bought his 284 Winchester Model 88 at J.C. Penney's. So,
really?
Yep.
I have 3 acres of woods, and we used to hunt the rabbit back there.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Love rabbit hunting. I made up a pot of rabbits a couple of weeks ago.
And then my dad, he loved to coon hunt.
Yep.
And we had 2 coon dogs, and he thought he was doing a good thing. He put the two of them were on a run with a chain.
Right.
And we had a sad story. We had a thunderstorm, and the lightning struck the tree and killed both of them.
Oh, man. Oh. That's awful.
And he used to get them out of, I think, South Carolina, the dogs.
Wow.
Cool.
We used to get them. There was a place over here on off of Mesa Avenue, Simmers Run Railroad Station. That's
right.
When we ordered the dogs, that's where we took the dogs up at. They were all crated.
Hey, Frank.
That is really cool.
During the course of this call, I got an email from Natural Resources Police and wants to know your location.
Okay.
So if you don't mind, after the show, I will share your phone number.
Okay, fine.
And they can talk to you. How's that sound?
That sounds great.
We aim to please.
We aim to please.
Well, you sure do a good show.
You made my morning just talking, so.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you, Frank. You have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
I want you to have a good Thanksgiving. We're going to gather with our family.
Good.
We'll be under 10.
Sure.
They're going to sit me at the head of the table.
Sure.
Because I got some underlying things, but, you know, when you're 88, you do get things like that.
Yep.
Sure. Oh, I just got a text from Lockdown Larry. He'll be coming to your house. He wants to know your phone number.
Okay.
Well,
not lock up. Let's make keep it locked.
Locked down and lock him up.
You brought up one other thing I love. It's really funny. I don't eat a lot of wild game. Alan knows it. They know it on here. I'm just not a wild game lover. But I love the sycamore. But I also love eel. I will eat eel.
I didn't know that. Okay.
My wife likes raw oysters. She's 83.
Yep.
And I like raw oysters too.
Wow.
Well, I didn't have her. I'll tell you, she's really active. I tell you, I feel so bad putting a lot of work on her. You know, some things I can't do and
got
whatnot.
It.
But
we understand.
Hey, can I got a nice, it's a decent joke. Can I say it?
Sure.
Sure.
Okay. What do you call a sleepwalking nun?
What do you call a sleepwalking nun?
A Roman Catholic.
I love it.
Well, thank you, Frank. You started off the bad joke section right now, so we appreciate
perfectly.
It. Thank you so much,
Frank. You have a wonderful day.
All right, buddy.
Happy
God
Thanksgiving.
Bless you, all right.
God bless you.
God bless you.
All right,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Uncle Dale, did you hold on?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
All right, Robin, how's your knee?
Doing better. Doing better.
Yeah. Is it swelling up any?
It did last night, but I got ice on it while I'm sitting here talking to you all, and it's doing much better.
All right, well, you better get ready because you'll be chasing your grandson around pretty soon.
Monday morning.
There you go.
Chased him yesterday, but Brian was here working from home helping me, so.
That's good. You like the word crick. I like the word eagle.
Eagle?
Yes, eagle.
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 Yep. So, and I've been seeing some eagles, I tell you.
Yeah, I have too.
Go ahead.
Alan, I've been going through Maryland's Finest. I have a problem.
What's the problem?
I go through the book, and I like to look at numbers. You know,
yep.
Old fat gray biologist. But invariably, I end up on page 79. That damn Saunders book. That picture, that buck, and that story is so intriguing.
Yep.
I wish you would expound on that at times. Maybe get a good spot.
On the Saunders buck?
Saunders buck. That is so intriguing to me. I just, are there any other pictures of that?
There's plenty of pictures.
Can I see?
None. One of the dead deer laying in the field with just half the rack up. There were a couple with unknown people in them. There's pictures of reproductions where they've widened the spread by like 10 inches. There's all kinds of pictures out there. That is the picture that was taken at the 1990 Buck Fever Show in Howard County. That deer was hanging on our backboard, and shortly after that, it disappeared from Maryland.
Did any of your measurers try to score that? I'd be curious to see what it would have.
Well,
what they
there,
thought it might have scored.
Yeah, there was an article by, I think he's in there. What's his name? Dick Idle, in North American Whitetail, and he put some numbers on it, and it was scored as a typical and a non-typical, and it was in the 230s, somewhere in there, but But we don't know because I've contacted the major, and he never got back to me. And I've, and, you know, and I've talked to people. I've talked to people that had the deer in their shop. The taxidermist has since moved out of state, and so it's just a impossible story to track down. We've talked to Mr. Saunders and his sister, and there's just no way to find this buck. You know,
I was going
to
say, Alan, it's such a mystery. That's what's as intriguing as the picture.
Yep, exactly.
It would be interesting because there's got to be. I'm sure there are other extenuating circumstances.
Around that
deer. That
well,
you
we think
can't expound on, but
I will expound a little bit. Okay, this deer was seen at the show. Okay, there was a antler collector at the show. We believe that he had found a customer in his network to who was a collector, and we believe that he had that deer measured, not to be entered in Boone and Crockett, but to give the collector an idea of the measurement, and then, you know, he would buy it for X amount, out of state, of course. He would buy it for X amount and turn around and make a huge profit on it with the antler collector.
Jeez.
That's what we
sounds
think
like,
happened.
Alan, it sounds like the painting industry in terms of people buying stolen paintings and you never see them again.
Exactly. Yep. Kind of like that. A lot of intrigue.
I'll tell you what, it's a fascinating story. Like I say, every time I pick the book up, I'm, you know, looking at other stuff, and I end up on page 79.
Yep, exactly.
It's just like a magnet, so anyway.
Well, that book is for sale online at bucks-bears-stags.com, bucks-bears-stags.com. In time for Christmas, we had a woman send us a check the other day.
For a Christmas present. We've had several, but that was a nice letter.
That was a very nice letter, came with that one.
But, you know, every time I look at this, I get prouder of the book. I mean, I'm not trying to be stupid, and I know it's our book, okay?
Yep.
But every time I look at it, I read, because Alan did most of the writing. Everybody collected them, but you all put it together that way, and Brian typed it all in.
Right.
So I never really read all the stories, and every time I look at it, I'm like you. I go and I start reading a new story or something.
Oh, yeah.
And when I look at it, I'm proud of it. And I can't wait till we can do shows again because they were so much fun.
Yeah, the shows are great.
The shows are great. We meet the nicest people. I mean, this is just, it's introduced me to a whole new
world.
Well, yeah, a whole new world, a whole new genre of people. And I'm really just nice, great people.
You got it.
I'll be in touch. Maybe we'll do coffee this week.
Okay, buddy.
Take them twice, please.
All right.
See you later. Take care. All right. Folks, I know there's several of you on the line, and we have to take our final break, unfortunately, and we'll do that as quickly as we possibly can. So let me just say this about Clyde Sports Shop. Clyde Sports Shop is your full-line Browning dealer. They have Browning handguns. They have Browning shotguns. They have Browning guns for the Satori over and under shotgun, the Satori Sporting Model, the 725, and then there's a new Satori out called the CXT. Those two guns are built for shotgun sports, trap and skeet, sporting clays, and skeet. I said trap and skeet, didn't I? And sporting clays. If you'd like to have a 10-gauge shotgun for waterfowl, there's the Gold Light 10-gauge. It's a proven standard for autoloader performance with a 3.5-inch chamber. There's the A5, which I mentioned in a couple of breaks ago. That's a recoil-operated shotgun. It's the old humpback that your grandfather owned, redesigned by Browning. Still has the recoil-operated loading system. There's the Hell's Canyon series of rifles, the X-Bolt, which comes in three models, a bolt-action rifle, and then the autoloader BAR. And, you know, there's just so much from Browning that is just magnificent as far as shooting firearms is concerned. At Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting, 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108. Do you have a beautiful I was going to make it brief, but I got to be able to read first, right, Robin?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Do you have a beautiful fireplace that you never use? You know, too much effort to get the wood in, you know, buy the wood, light the fire, open the flue, clean up the ashes. Well, we did too. It was just a hole in the wall that sucked all the heat out of the room. So we fixed that when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Now, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected Backyard Billy's to supply our Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert after disappointing visits to several other Delmarva locations. They did the installation and have provided us with friendly and knowledgeable follow-up and service, and we both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat of our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency brands, and now's the perfect time to own a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom, Route 50 at Exit 44, and get ready for the cold weather now. Visit BackyardBillys.com, the Hearth America Facebook page, call 410-827-4500. That's 827-4500 for Backyard Billy's, open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. And Creative Concepts Taxidermy. Let me tell you about Creative Concepts Taxidermy as soon as I find my cheat sheet. They're located off Montevideo Road. That's Route 1. It's in Jessup, Maryland, and it's not far away. It's a really nice place to visit. Creative Concepts Taxidermy Showroom is 1,500 square feet. The whole building's 3,800 square feet, but the showroom has big game animals, you know, creatively mounted by John George, the taxidermist, big game animals from all over the world. 30 years experience with realistically, accurately, and artistically recreating animals. And John George specializes in those big game animals from Africa, Asia, and North America. Creative Concepts supports both nonprofit conservation organizations and wounded veterans groups. Maryland's premier life-size studio, Creative Concepts Taxidermy, provides five-star service for any animal from any continent, including those right here in Maryland. Hours are Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, on weekends with an appointment. Visit creativeconceptstaxidermy.com or call John at 410-799-1558. That's 799-1558 for Creative Concepts Taxidermy. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Crabs for the holidays? No problem. Call 410-557-CRAB for tasty steamed crabs at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland, 410-557-CRAB. That's 2722. www.MadonnaSeafood.com. Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11 a.m.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, we're back. Just got an email from Richard. He tried to call in. His phone's down. He misses his hunting. And in Tennessee, he's not seen any deer either.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I just put him in because he and I were having problems connecting with each other. I went ahead and I put him in the him in the contest.
Got it. Appreciate it. Well, we have several callers on the line. We're not going to be able to spend much time with anybody really. Let's talk to Tim. Good morning, Tackle Box Tim.
Hey, good morning, Al. I'll be brief. Hey, I appreciate you guys giving Frank from Essex all that time. Get to be 88 years old, I hope I get to have conversations like that.
Exactly. He was awesome. He just made my morning.
And I'll be brief. Alan, you were talking about the barometer earlier.
Yep.
Amongst my fishing friends, I am known as the human high-pressure system. Rarely in the summertime do I get an invitation to go bass fishing because I will initiate bluebird skies and northwest winds 20 to 25.
Well, there you go. What's wrong with that?
It's great going to spend the day.
You might want to change the hunting season when I go fishing those days.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, Stu Pittman wants to have a deer season during the fawning season. So, you know, Anne Arundel County executive. Yeah. Roll a couple of those fawns into the food bank. Here's your 4 pounds of meat.
Happy Thanksgiving to you all, and I'll let you get on to the next caller.
Thanks,
happy
Tim.
Happy Thanksgiving
appreciate
to you. You have a wonderful one.
You too. Bye-bye.
See you, Tim.
Bye.
Emmett, good morning.
Hey, Emmett.
Hello, Emmett.
You were talking about Clyde Sports Shop. That's why I called. Do you know if they have black powder supplies?
They do.
Guys, I haven't hunted in a while. I need to get stuff like lubes, balls.
They got it all.
They got it all.
Okay. Now, listen, I went to West Virginia.
Yeah.
And the people there were going to give some cake and ice cream one night, and it was going to be a dish. They called it a dish.
A dish?
A dish.
A dish. They said, you want a dish ice cream? I said, what's that? So,
a dish ice cream. Yeah, I get it.
There was some word you said the other day, too, that I said, that's not how you pronounce it. Remember, we were talking with Brian.
I don't remember.
I got to remember that.
You remember.
Well, I'll get off the lines because I know you got other people you want to talk to, but thank you.
Thanks,
thank
Emmett.
You have a
happy
wonderful day, Emmett. Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye. Bye-bye. Let's talk to Paul. Good morning, Paul. Thanks for hanging on.
Hey, Alan. Good morning, Robin.
Morning, Paul.
It's your buddy from Ellicott City.
Yeah.
Everybody's talking about Frank. I just got a couple things. I had my father bought my first semi-automatic 22 from Ward's.
Right.
A Western Field.
Yep.
Cool.
All the kids were getting single shot. those things were like muzzle loaders.
Uh
huh. The way you had a. To load them up and put the bolts action. I mean, the 22 bullets, only the size of a dime anyhow.
Yep, that's right.
And, I wanted to add to Frank's joke.
Go ahead.
Okay.
The sleeping nun, or the sleepwalking nun.
Yes.
The Roman Catholic, she had a bad habit.
What was her habit?
Bad
habit, I get it. Yes. Good for you, buddy. Good for you.
And that's about it. I wanted to wish you and Robin, two beautiful human beings, a happy Thanksgiving this Thursday.
Thanks, Paul.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
You
have a wonderful day.
And the next... The-